let's get back to the beginning. In the early days, when I used to dredge it myself into the dredger, to dispose of the mud, we had an old fashioned dust cart with a body cut down, and I used to have to dig the mud into the river with this steam crane, load it into this lorry, get out of the crane, drive this tipper lorry across sea closed field, and in the winter we had some tank tracks, metal tank tracks put down, and where Medina High School is, that copse, I filled that copse right up with mud over the years, and then they decided to build a school, and they stopped us and said, you can't put mud there, kids are going to fall, sink in it. But of course the mud in the river up at Newport, it's not too salty. That mud, within a year, grass grows on it, and you would never know it was ever mud from the river. You know, so it wasn't really bad stuff, not once the gasworks closed. When the gasworks was out, was a different story. You could smell that mud when the tide was out, halfway across the town, when the gasworks was going. So, when they stopped us tipping in the mud in the copse there, they then gave us permission to take the mud up to Bleak Den, up the back of Godsdale there. Well, that was fine if you could find a company that had lorries with watertight bodies to carry mud on the main road. Well, I think Keith Morris had some trucks like that, and I used to load his lorries up, and these drivers used to go up and take it up to Bleak Den. And on one occasion, I always remember, a police motorcyclist came down the quay, and he said to me, you better get up Quay Street. He said, there's a load of mud in the road. I said, in the road? He said, yes. He said, this lorry went up Quay Street, a car pulled out the parking brake, he put his brakes on, and the mud shot over the back. And then we had trouble at Blackwater Hollow. As they went up, Blackwater Hollow was running out the back, so that we had to stop doing that. And then, of course, came a company from Freshwater, started up in the dredging trade, the Burton Brothers, and they dredged all around the Bembridge and God knows where, and we had an arrangement with them that they would dispose of our mud. And there was periods when they had never had any work, and they laid their empty dredger hopper barges, that's the ones where the bottom opens up, they used to lay them up at Newport, and we had an arrangement with them that we didn't charge them harbour dues, providing they took our mud out free. And I had that going with them for a long time. And of course, then we get around to where you dispose the mud. Well, Newport being a small harbour, that the Department of Food and Fisheries permitted us to still drop our mud as what's called Hurst Narrows, off of Yarmouth Nurse Castle. There's an area out there where the tide goes fast and the biggest hole, you dispose the mud out there. But all the mud's taken out past the Nab Tower. Well, then they wanted us to go to send the dredgers out to the Nab Tower, which would be a waste of time because Newport being tidal, time the vessel floated, got out to the Nab Tower, it'd be 2 days before he could get back to Newport. So that was totally impractical. But so the Ministry of Fisheries and Food agreed, and they allowed us to still have Hurst as our dumping ground. I think we were about the only harbour allowed to dump then Hurst. But of course then we had problems with some of the contractors because we used to time those ships going out. You filled them up with mud. I used to fill them up with mud, and of course if they got out on that tide, or as they went to the next tide, they'd wait to full tide before they floated. And I used to time them, and I thought, you come back in the morning. I thought, well, that boat won't be up to tomorrow afternoon. I'll get in early, he was back here empty. And I thought, they never had time to go to Hurst. They never had time to go down to Hurst Narrows and come back on the same tide. It couldn't be done. And then what we found out with some of these contractors, not Bert the Burt and some other people we had, what they were doing, they were going around off of Gurner somewhere, particularly it was a dark, foggy night, open the bottom up, drop the mud and come back. Not where they should have done. This was definitely going on. And one night we caught one knot because I had a phone call one day from the Watchtower, Island Harbour, and he said, you better get down here. He said, nobody will get up the river. He said, there's a mountain of mud in the middle of the river. And of course, but the dredging company claimed that That's one of the Chinese broken the doors open accididently, but we never knew that was true or not. But they couldn't get away with it because by the time went eight, there was a mate in the mud as high as this room, and they had to go down and dig it up again. Yeah, so we had some fun with things like that.